At 7:06, it is fair, 59 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 86 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Republican women of Tulsa County host a forum with the candidates seeking to replace Tom Coburn in the U.S. Senate.
6 of 7 Republicans participated, but the primary is likely a race between T.W. Shannon and James Lankford. When asked how they'd build relationships to get things done in Washington, Lankford hinted more at bipartisanship.
It's honoring people, it's standing up for a press like that, it's working when the cameras are off, doing the real work to be able to resolve the issues regardless of the party.
We're right on life, we're right on guns, but it's not enough just to be right. We need leaders that can go out and convince other people why we're right on the issues.
The primary election is June 24th. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Tulsa International Airport gets into economic development. A new 42,000 square foot facility is being built near 36th Street North in Mingo. Tulsa Airport's Alexis Higgins says there are over 13,000 employees and 70 companies that are already doing business on airport property.
So we think this is a real opportunity to use the synergies already existing here to attract new businesses that can support our existing businesses and bring more employees and employers to this area of the city.
The primary goal is to bring in additional revenue in order to lower airline costs to make Tulsa more attractive to airlines. An American Airlines jet on a maintenance flight makes an emergency landing in Tulsa. Only 4 people were on board the plane yesterday afternoon and no one was injured. The 767 was being serviced at the American Airlines maintenance base here in Tulsa. Well, on Friday, somewhere between 600 and 1,200 undocumented children will be relocated to Fort Sill. The Lawton area military facility is the latest to take in unescorted children found to be in the United States illegally. Fort Sill's Kenneth Pinnell says they are not disclosing the exact location where the kids will be held.
For security reasons, we're not saying where on post it is, although I can't confirm it's not near family housing.
He says the facility will offer sleeping quarters, bathing, and toilet facilities, as well as a multi-purpose meeting area. The military will be acting solely as a housing facility. The kids will be under the supervision of the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. Jury selection is underway in Tulsa County District Court. Edwin Daniels is charged with murdering 17-year-old Kayla Ferrente as she rode in her boyfriend's car. Police say Daniels mistook the car as one belonging to a rival gang member. An Oklahoma man who served 16 years in prison on charges he was later cleared has filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Tulsa and city officials.
Cedric Courtney argues in his lawsuit that city officials used manufactured evidence to convict him of robbery and burglary, then obstructed his efforts at exoneration. Courtney was released from prison on parole in 2011, and his conviction was later vacated. He had been sentenced to 60 years in prison for robbery at a Tulsa apartment. Courtney's lawsuit, filed Monday, alleges that evidence presented at his trial was either fabricated or planted by city officials. The suit does not seek a specific amount of money and damages. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
Well, we've had some rain, but not enough. Conditions are so bad at Pawnee that a state of emergency has been declared by town officials as the drinking water lake continues to drop. The E. coli level at the Bernice State Park swim beach on Grand Lake remains high this morning. That beach also remains closed this morning as officials continue to search for the cause of the increased levels. Our weather forecast, the air quality today is in the good range. Patchy fog burning off, partly sunny today, a high of 86. Tonight, thunderstorms likely overnight, down to 66 for an overnight low. Now fair in 59. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.